The opening pasuk of Parshas Vayeshev, we're accustomed to seeing as the introduction to the whole development of Yosef and his brothers. The Ramban, in a very short comment, the very first comment on Parshas Vayeshev, really turns the whole pasuk on its head and gives us an insight into what the Torah is trying to tell us in contrast to the end of Parshas Vayeshev, Parshas Vayishlach. The end of yesterday's parsha, of last week's parsha, contains an unbelievably elaborate list of all of the descendants of Yosef and of Esav and the Alufim, the kings and the princes, and it concludes with Eila Alufei Adon L'Moshevo Sam Be'eretz Achuzasam. These are the princes of Edom according to their settlements in the land of their possession. Who Esav of Edom? This would be Esav, the father of Edom. So says the Ramban, the next pasuk points out the contrast between Esav and Yaakov. But Yeshav Yaakov Be'eretz Megurei Aviv. Yaakov, on the other hand, he settled where? Be'eretz Megurei Aviv, in the land of the wanderings of his father, which means that Yaakov Avinu chooses to go back to Eretz Canaan, where he's told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there you have no chance of inheriting the land now. It's going to be Ger Yerzachav Eretz Lelehem. Your children, you're going to be Gerim, and your descendants will be Gerim. It'll only be later that you're going to inherit the land. So the Yeshav Yaakov Eretz Megurei Aviv Eretz Canaan. So the Ramban says, Ki Omar Shalufei Esav Yashu Eretz Achuzasim. They settled in the land that they actually own. This is the land that they took for eternal possession. Yaakov chooses to live in Eretz Canaan, which doesn't belong to him. The intention of the pasuk is to show that they chose, Bnei Yisrael chose at this point to live the Eretz HaNivcheres, which is not going to give them any immediate pleasure. And that the pasuk that is predicted about them will be fulfilled. That pasuk that says that they'll be strangers and wanderers. Below be'esav and not be'esav. So the point of the pasuk is to say that indeed the nevuah, so to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nevuah is being fulfilled specifically with Yaakov and not with Esav. Now, besides the fact that it addresses to some degree the unbelievable detail that the Torah finds it necessary to go into at the end of Parshas Vayishlach, where it lists all of the Bnei Esav and the territories and so on and so forth, now we have a certain appreciation that the Torah is saying, this is what happened to Esav. He ends up immediately getting his achuzah, whereas Yaakov doesn't. But besides that, it also stands in contrast to the whole approach that Rashi has over here, because Rashi, for example, Rashi quotes the Medrash, Bikesh Yaakov Leisha B'Shalva. Yaakov, after all of his service, and now Yaakov wants to settle down and sit with in peace and serenity. So says the Kadosh Baruch Hu, L'dayin L'tzadikim Sherotzim the Masim Meshukan Olam Haba. It's not enough for the tzadikim that they have the Olam Haba, but they also have to have Olam Hazeh. They also think that they're going to. It's not going to happen that way. And immediately comes Rogzo Shel Yosef. So according to Rashi, it's not just in that interpretation that Rashi brings, but if you look through carefully, you'll see Rashi understands by Yeshev Yaakov is like we would normally understand it. It's an introduction to the whole story, the whole parsha of Yosef and his brothers. All right, that's one comment to the Ramban. I want to show you one other thing here where the Ramban really diverges from Rashi, and it's a bit consistent. Consistent with another Ramban, it's consistent actually with his whole approach here. Eila told the next pasuk. Eila told us Yaakov. These are the toldos of Yaakov. So now you look in the pasuk, you want to see who the descendants of Yaakov were. These are the toldos of Yaakov. Where are they? So the only thing you get is Yosef. Yosef and Shvaz Reshana. Yosef was 17 years old, and now you get a story. Well, where are the toldos? So that's the problem of the pasuk. What's going on here? This is a similar problem with Eila told us Noach. Right, where the Torah says, these are the toldos of Noach, and then it says, Noach is tzaddik, tamim hayah b'darasav. Thank you very much, but you just promised me something else. Then it says, Vayolad Noach shloshav anim ha-shem eschav es-yafes. The Torah then says, Noach gave birth to three children, so it can't be that shem chav and yafes are the toldos of Noach, because the Torah says, these are the toldos, and then it says, Noach gave birth too. So you can't have two psukim for one list. Right? So there's a similar problem over here, which is Elo told us Yaakov, and then Yosef and Shvatzei Shana, etc. So Rashi deals with it the way he deals with it. Rashi says Eila Shel told us Yaakov. What does it mean, Eila Shel told us Yaakov? I think people miss the point. Rashi's saying the Yishuv of Yaakov, the Yishuv of the offspring of Yaakov are the following, which means that according to Rashi, the Torah is going to say, how did they end up getting to have a Yishuv here? Through the following story. So the Ramban doesn't like that because he says that the word told us doesn't refer in any way to the settling, at all. Told us doesn't work that way. Ben Ezra suggests that told us means development. And we're very comfortable with that in English. We like that approach, which is, Ela told us, these are the developments of Yaakov, and now the Torah tells you a whole story. But the Ramban says that doesn't fit either. It's one thing if you want to say that a day's developments are called told us. That works. But to say that a whole lifetime of developments is called told us, in Lashon Kodesh, it doesn't work, the Ramban says. Developments, happenings, aren't called told us. Product of a day is one thing. The other thing the Ramban objects to is that it's one thing if you cause something. It's one thing if you decide, a person exercises bechira, and something happens. You can call that a talada. You can call that a product of what a person does. But to say that things that happen to you, that things develop, that you had no choice over, a whole scenario over here, to call that told us, that doesn't fit the term of products, because it's not the productivity of a person, it's just something that happened. So therefore the Ramban doesn't like that at all. So the Ramban says that told us really means children, it really means the offspring of Yaakov. And since we already know them from before, so it starts with Yosef, and says the Ramban, we know there are, you had brothers, and later on it's going to finally develop into the Shivim Nefesh that come down to Mitzrayim, and that's really what the Torah is introducing, how we got to the told us, those told us of Yaakov who are coming down to Mitzrayim. So the Ramban, as he does in Parshas Noach, we won't get into the nuances in Noach now, but the Ramban in Noach also insists that told us doesn't mean the Maisim Tovim of a Tzaddik, as other Mepharshim want to say. The Ramban in Noach also wants to say that told us has to mean offspring. It's very interesting that here Rashi, in a couple of cases, is not as literal as Rashi typically is in the Ramban. Wouldn't say the Ramban is not literal, but the Ramban here insists very rigorously on Ela Toldos somehow having to do with the offspring of Yaakov. Let me just leave you with this. B'hu Na'ar, when the Torah says that Yosef is a Na'ar, so Rashi says that he was doing Maisa Naros. He did things that were youthful, that were silly, that reflected a certain aspect of youth. He goes on to say that he brought, that was part of his Maisa Naros was that he brought the Diva. Here also the Ramban doesn't take strong exception. We'll pick up with that in Mr. Shem tomorrow.